Dorian killed a man with a quick thrust, then looked around him for Guy. He was not certain what he would do if he found him. Perhaps deep in his heart he longed for a battlefield reconciliation. He could not see him in the ruck of fighting men, but he realized that the battle was swinging in their favor. The crew of the Arcturus were giving up the fight. He saw two throw aside their weapons and, quick as rabbits, scuttle down the nearest hatchway. When a crew ran below decks, they were beaten. "In God's name, the battle is ours," he exhorted the men around him. "Have at them!" His voice filled them with fresh strength, and they threw themselves at the enemy. Dorian looked for Mansur and saw him on the far side of the deck. He was heavily engaged with Cornish. There was blood on his robe, but Dorian hoped that it was not his own. Then he saw Ruby Cornish break off and run back to attempt to rally his fleeing men. Mansur was too exhausted to follow him and rested on his sword. In the light of the battle lantern, sweat shone on his face and his chest heaved with the effort of breathing. Dorian shouted across the deck to him, "What happened to Guy? Where is my brother? Have you seen him?" "No, father," Mansur shouted back hoarsely. "He must have run below with the rest of them." "We have them beaten," Dorian cried. "It will take one last charge and the Arcturus is ours. Come on!" The men around him gave a ragged cheer and started forward. But then they came up short again, as Guy Courtney's high-pitched yell cut through the hubbub of the battle. He stood at the rail of the poop deck. In one hand he carried a burning length of slow match, and on the other shoulder he balanced a keg of black powder. The bung had been knocked from the keg, and a thick trail of powder poured from it to the deck at his feet. "This powder trail runs to the ship's main powder magazine," he shouted. Though he spoke in English, his meaning was clear to every Arab seaman aboard. The fighting ceased, and all stared at him aghast. A deathly silence fell over the Arcturus's deck. "I will strike this ship, and blow up every one of you with it!" Guy screamed, and lifted the smoking, spluttering slow match high. "As God is my witness, I shall do it! Guy!" Dorian shouted up at him. "I am your brother, Dorian Courtney!" "I know it well," Guy yelled back, and there was a bitter, hard edge to his voice. "Verity has confessed her deceit and complicity to me. That will not save you." "No, Guy!" Dorian cried. "You must not do it!" "There is naught you can say to dissuade me," Guy shouted back, and hurled the powder keg down onto the deck at his feet. It burst open. Gunpowder spilled across the deck. Slowly he brought down the flaring slow match, and a wail of fear went up from the crowded main deck. One of the men from the Revenge turned and raced back to the ship's side. He sprang across the narrow gap to the illusory safety of the deck of his own ship. His example was infectious. They fled back to the smaller ships. As soon as they were aboard, they hacked with their swords at the grappling lines that held them bound to the doomed Arcturus. Only Kumra, Batula, and a few other staunch sailors stood their ground beside Dorian and Mansur. "It's a ruse. He will not do it," Dorian told them. "Follow me!" But as he ran to the foot of the ladder that led up to the poop deck, Guy Courtney hurled the slow match into the powder trail. In a dense, hissing tail of smoke, the gunpowder ignited and ran back swiftly along the deck until it reached the open hatchway and shot down into the interior of the ship. The pluck of even the stalwart captains and their officers deserted them, and they turned and ran. The last of the grappling lines were parting, popping like cotton threads. In a moment the two smaller ships would be free of the Arcturus and drift away into the night. "Even if it is a ruse, we shall still be stranded here," Mansur called to his father. There were hostile sailors all around them. Their predicament would prove fatal. "Not a moment to lose!" Dorian shouted back. "Run for it, Mansur!" Both of them turned and leapt across to the decks of their own ships, just as the last grappling lines parted and the hulls drifted apart. On the poop deck, Guy Courtney stood alone. The powder smoke swirled in clouds around him, giving him a satanical appearance. The sparks of burning powder and debris took hold in the rigging and ran up the shrouds.